There is something profound here that happens. It seems that capitalism of 18th and 19th century wanted something, let's say, a credibility about the notion of progress comes from science and technique. Okay, so some kind of, let's say, science and technique play, science especially, play a role of, let's say, extra community, just extra society, justification about the evolution of the society. Okay, and based it on this simple idea, okay, we founded what we are calling the autonomy of the university. Okay, on autonomy with respect to the political power and to the economic power. And exactly this neoliberal transform that we are living in our countries more or less today, essentially what he's tackling is the autonomous university. Okay, now university has been put into a real Tayloristic framework, as we discussed it yesterday, where measurements about performance are and about what is the goal of the university is put outside the university. So this was the main reason why I believe that we have to defend, we have to find the reasons, the modern reasons, why the university still has deserved to still remain autonomous, and if it is autonomous, then it can only be public. It is part of our commonwealth.